Sessions has moved swiftly to unwind the Obama Justice Department's policies. He canceled the Smart on Crime initiative and replaced it with a directive to pursue maximal charging and sentencing. He pulled out of the consent decrees and rescinded Holder's hands-off marijuana enforcement policy. He announced the end of DACA, stepped up deportation orders, and sued California over sanctuary cities. He has embraced Trump's call to impose the death penalty on some drug dealers, which some legal scholars consider unconstitutional. Emphasizing treatment for drug addicts isn't just ineffective, according to Sessions, it's dangerous. The extraordinary surge in addiction and drug death is a product of a popular misunderstanding of the dangers of drugs, he told me, because all too often, all we get in the media is how anybody who's against drugs is goofy, and we just ought to chill out. In February, Sessions sent a letter warning the Senate that a bill to reduce federal sentences risks putting the very worst criminals back into our communities. An outraged Chuck Grassley, the Republican senator from Iowa, told reporters that if Sessions wanted to keep making laws, he should go back to elected office. Sessions believes his erstwhile colleagues have been misled. This whole mentality that there's another solution other than incarceration, he told me, all I will say to you is people today don't know that every one of these things has been tried over the last 40 years. Sessions seemed exasperated when I asked him to address the disproportionate impact of harsh policing and incarceration on black families and communities. He cited the work of Heather McDonald, the controversial conservative scholar who argues that racial bias in the criminal justice system is a myth and that the real problem is a war on cops. McDonald popularized the concept of the Ferguson effect, an unproven theory that crime rises when police feel hamstrung by political oversight. Sessions embraces this notion. In cities like Baltimore and Chicago, he told me, politicians spend all that time attacking the police department instead of the criminals.